WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies, 73 degrees in Atlantic at 9:03. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In state news, the Iowa Supreme Court has approved more than $231,000 in grants to provide legal assistance to low-income Iowans with civil cases, including divorce, domestic abuse, or unsafe housing cases. The money goes to 14 different nonprofit Iowa organizations. They include Iowa Legal Aid in Des Moines, Muscatine Legal Services, and the Legal Aid Society of Story County in Nevada. Similar organizations in Cedar Rapids, Centerville, Davenport, Mason City, and Sioux Center also received funding. The money comes from interest earned on lawyers' trust accounts, which is pooled to create the Iowa Lawyers Trust Account Program. The money is managed by a 7-member commission. More than $23 million has been granted since the program started in 1985. The money helps Iowans with civil cases unable to afford to hire an attorney. News time is 9:04.
It happens. That terrifying sound as a siren goes off in the night, and you wonder, is this just another warning, or is it real? Do you grab your family and head for the basement, or simply turn on the radio to get more information? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. You know, it happens, but thankfully, so far it hasn't happened to you. Maybe you've helped others clean up the mess left by tornadoes, damaging lightning, or 70-mile-an-hour straight winds. But, knock on wood, it hasn't affected you yet. Have you thought about where you'd go if suddenly you had a tree in your corner bedroom, or if your home had no roof at all? Have you considered where you'd stay if there was nothing left? These are things I've helped people consider for years when they've allowed me to help them do more than knock on wood with the homeowner's policy from Allied Insurance. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Well, the long-running saga surrounding the state-owned Iowa Communications Network continues. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports. And we'll get to that report here in just a moment on KJAN.
A couple of decades ago, during Terry Branstad's first 16-year run as governor, Branstad approved construction of a state-owned fiber optic network. He argued schools would be able to use the audio-video connections for distance learning. Some of Branstad's fellow Republicans opposed the idea of a state-owned system competing with the private sector. Others say the network's now obsolete and an albatross for the state to maintain. But attempts over the years to sell off the network have failed. In the latest statehouse skirmish over the Iowa Communications Network, Branstad has rejected the legislature's call for an appraisal of the network's value and an audit of its operations prior to the sale or lease of the network. In a written statement, Branstad called the appraisal and audit premature and unnecessary. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Branstad did approve spending more than $2 million to replace equipment for the ICN. Legislators set aside that money along with a now rejected $500,000 for an appraisal and audit of the system. Governor Terry Branstad has rejected a $400,000 upgrade for facilities at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Branstad used his item veto authority to reject the spending for ISU's Vet Med College, saying the Board of Regents hadn't asked for the money and he, as governor, hadn't included it in his own budget priorities. In early March, ISU President Stephen Leith said some of the research facilities on campus were unacceptable.
I looked at some of the vet school the other day and they were just horrible. It's unfortunate some of our faculty are working in those conditions.
Leith made his comments about a month after becoming president of the school. Legislators had approved spending $400,000 to repair and renovate the Vet Med College. The money was included in a wide-ranging budget bill that was awaiting Branstad's review. The governor did approve sending $500,000 in state money to help renovate the World Food Prize headquarters in Des Moines. He also approved spending more than $2.4 million on the state historical building in Des Moines. Part of that money will pay for a new visitor's center. The bill also commits state support for repair of Lake Delhi Dam. The governor has 30 days after the legislature adjourns to sign or veto bills, and today's the deadline for action. The piece of legislation Branstad took action on Thursday was the last bill the governor had to review. A former University of Iowa another Iowa State University employee who reported financial misconduct by his boss, has won more than $1.28 million because of retaliation for his whistleblowing. Dennis Smith was falsely accused of being a potential terrorist or a mass murderer by his superiors. In a judgment filed Wednesday, the judge found the 59-year-old Smith of West Des Moines suffered 3 years of severe emotional distress. ISU intends to appeal the decision. Smith had told then-ISU President Gregory Joffre about financial misconduct by the director of College of Engineering Marketing Department, Pamela Reinig. Reinig pleaded guilty to first-degree theft in 2009 and was given probation. Governor Terry Branstad is offering his support to gambling regulator Jeff Lamberti following his arrest for drunken driving. The former Republican state senator from Ankeny is chairman of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. He was arrested last month in Des Moines after being pulled over on Interstate 235. Lamberti told the Des Moines Register yesterday that he intends to continue serving on the regulatory panel. He also says Branstad called him and offered his support. Lamberti says he takes full responsibility for his actions. Lamberti, who's an attorney and businessman, is expected to be a strong candidate to be chairman of the commission when the board elects new officers in July. Motorists planning on traveling on Interstate 35 in northern Iowa this weekend can expect to get pulled over. Bob Fisher reports from Clear Lake.
Iowa State Patrol says they'll have a vehicle safety inspection checkpoint at the rest area north of Clear Lake at mile marker 196 and the northbound lane starting at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The patrol says they'll be flagging vehicles in groups of 10 and directing them into the inspection area. They're also planning to have a lane for inspecting commercial motor vehicles and 3 to 4 lanes for motor vehicles. The mission of the checkpoint is to check vehicles to ensure all the safety equipment is working properly, as well as to check driver's licenses, registration plates, and insurance cards. The State Patrol will be assisted at the checkpoint by numerous local law enforcement agencies.
And taking a look at national news headlines, President Obama will talk about the nation's economic woes in remarks at the White House this morning. The White House said the president will address the state of the economy, including the debt crisis in Europe that continues to be a drag on the U.S. He'll also call on Congress to pass proposals that he said would put construction workers, teachers, and first responders back to work. A dismal jobs report last week has raised new fears that the nation's economic recovery has slowed. U.S. stocks are down and trading on Wall Street today on expectations for weak economic data in the U.S. and China. The Dow has risen for the last 3 days, but investors have their eyes on new monthly trade and industrial data, which is due out this weekend in China. And that could come in even weaker than analysts are forecasting. Right now, all the indicators except for the VIX are down. The Dow is down nearly 21.5 points, the volume of 12,439. S&P 500 is down about 3. The NASDAQ is down 1.25. And activists say Syria's military appears to be getting ready to storm a neighborhood held by rebels in the central city of Homs. They say Syrian troops today shelled the neighborhood. Meanwhile, an activist said UN observers have entered an area where a massacre was reported this week. The monitors had been stopped and were fired upon yesterday. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan has apologized for civilian deaths in a coalition airstrike earlier this week. Marine General John Allen flew to Logar province to personally deliver his regrets to villagers and provincial officials for the deaths of women, children, and village elders in Wednesday's pre-dawn raid that captured a Taliban operative. Afghan officials have said the airstrike that was called in by NATO troops during the operation killed 18 civilians. News time is 9/11.
It happens, and many times you don't even see it coming. The sun shines bright as you head out the door, glancing smugly at your umbrella, and 3 hours later on the golf course, you're soaked in a sudden downpour. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. Over the past few months, several people have commented to me about the ads I've run on the radio. One actually said, "Donnie Drennan, you are not going to guilt me into buying insurance. My intent is not to guilt anyone into buying, but I believe my job is to urge you to consider the unexpected, because when it happens, if you haven't thought about it and taken steps to protect your possessions, your loved ones, or yourself, it can be devastating, so call me. I've seen plenty of the its. I've been on both sides, knowing the regret of those who thought it couldn't happen to them and sharing the relief of the ones who allowed me to help them consider the what-ifs and buy coverage from Allied Insurance. I'd like to help you. I'm your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust."
And in our funeral announcement, 60-year-old Peggy Jo Benson of Avoca died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Peggy Jo Benson will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roland Raleigh Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th. A memorial service for Raleigh Ackerman will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elaine Shelley, age 78, of DeSoto and formerly of Menlo, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elaine Shelley will be held Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Earl Webb, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services with full military honors for Earl Webb will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died January 4th. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be held June 14th at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust,